The Roomba robot vacuum changed the way many people clean and took some of our data along the way.
You know, I think that if you want the robot to clean the kitchen, it needs to know what the kitchen is.
So that was Colin Angle on Radio Boston back in 2018 justifying this crumbs about you for crumbs off the floor trade-off. Amazon is buying the Bedford-based maker of Roomba, iRobot, and Colin Angle founded it. Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the Boston Globe, says that it's an acquisition with big implications for privacy, and we're going to talk about that now on this week's Tech Talk. Hey, Hiawatha.
Hey, glad to be here.
So do you own a Roomba?
No, I do not.
I just find
it easier to just grab the vacuum and give it a once over there. But they are really impressive devices. And I think it's important because to the best of my knowledge, I'm pretty sure this is true. iRobot is the first company in the history of the world to make a robot that was embraced by the consumer audience. I mean, we've been looking at robots in science fiction movies for years. They were the first company to make one that people would actually go out and buy. There were about 40 million of these things sold all over the world. It's been an amazing success. They started out as a defense contractor making robots to look for mines and bombs. And once they got into the Roomba, it turned out to be a vastly more lucrative business. And now Amazon wants a piece of it. And that's partly because of how the Roomba has changed. The original Roomba simply had an algorithm in it where you put it down and it would just roll around on the... Do you remember those old toys they used to have, like the fire truck that would hit something and then go off in another direction?
Yes, yes.
That's, kind of bang, bang. Exactly. That's what the original Roomba did. It hit something and then it moved in another direction and it was just smart enough to randomly move around and eventually cover the whole floor.
So for people who don't know this, it is a round thing about less than a foot tall that just sucks around on your floor in various directions while you do other things. All
exactly.
right, so that was the original, just kind
that
of
was
did the,
original.
The fire truck bounce.
Right. But over time, they added more and more intelligence to it and sensors to it. And now what you have is a machine that rolls around your house and actually looks around. It sees what's in there. It's using cameras.
Why?
Well, because it wants to know the layout of your house. And it also wants to know whatever obstacles are in its way. I mean, I'm sure you saw the... What do they call it? I don't know if they want to use the word dog poop on this enlightened show. But their more recent versions are actually capable of recognizing a pile of animal droppings and steering around
and
it. Because earlier versions would go right through it and smear the stuff into the carpet. So they wanted to make it more intelligent. But in the process, the folks there realized that you could also use this as sort of like a surveillance platform for the entire house and a way to maybe keep tabs on all the other smart devices in the house. And so they built more and more intelligence into it. And so millions of people who own these things have a robot that basically has an internal map of your house and can detect when things are moved and can potentially figure out what kind of new furniture you might have in the home and so on.
Do you think, Hiawatha, that the 40 million purchasers of Roombas know that that level of intelligence and data gathering is happening, or do they just know that their floors get clean?
Well, I think they know because iRobot has made no secret of it. They brag about it. They say, yes, our device gets smarter and smarter and can figure out what's in your house. They're not hiding the fact that they're doing it. They also emphasize that this is very private data, that they're only using it to make the product work better and maybe ultimately integrate with other smart devices, but they are not sharing this information with others and they're not going to use it for anything quote-unquote nefarious.
So I'm not going to see some movie where the thieves tap into the camera in a Roomba and use it to tour or case somebody's house for a layout before they go in and rob it.
Well, obviously, theoretically, that could happen if somebody hacked into, say, iRobot, so now Amazon's servers. They could get hold of that kind of data in theory, but the companies themselves are saying, that's not what we want to do. That's not what we plan to do. But clearly, this is something that Amazon was already interested in. As you know, they have already released their own robot. It doesn't do nearly as much as a Roomba. It just drives around your house, follows you around. You can use it what do they do? It can do facial recognition, for one thing. It can also control, for example, the Alexa system in your house so you can have it playing music or whatever. It doesn't really seem to me to do a whole lot that people really need, but it costs $1,000.
Amazon Astro.
Yeah, Amazon Astro. By the way, they also have one. I haven't seen anybody use it yet. I don't know if they've actually got it for sale. They've developed a flying drone that flies around your house with a camera. Did you know that? They have one where...
I do not like that.
I think it's kind of cool, and this is what... No, because the idea is if you have a security camera, wouldn't you like a security camera that could go anywhere in the house instead of having it in a fixed location? You could say, what's going on in the living room? I don't have a camera there. Go in there and look. That's what they were doing there. You could now do something like that with the Roomba. No, not just
with the Astro.
The Astro. Yeah. You can do it with the Astro, and now you'd be able to do it with the Roomba.
So we've got this company built in Bedford,
yeah.
right? And mm-hmm. Amazon now wants to buy it. If Amazon can already fly a drone around your house, if it's already got a robot that can follow you around, why does it want what Roomba's got?
Well, they already have the database that they've got of the millions of people who are already using Roombas. That's one thing. So that is a huge amount of intelligence about what's going on in millions of people's houses that they don't have to go out and get themselves anymore.
All the houses that don't have an Astro or a Droid.
Exactly. I mean, they've already got all that information. They've got the brilliant brains that developed it. Every time a company like this buys another company, a large part of what they want to buy are the brains. And now they've got the brains of the people who developed all that
stuff. And, of course, Amazon is saying that they intend to keep Colin Engel
yep,
as the CEO.
Absolutely. And they're going to keep – it's not like when they bought Kiva, the warehouse robotics company, and they said, we're only going to sell these – we're only going to make these robots for ourselves. No, this is a consumer products company, so they're going to keep right on selling these into the market, and they're going to keep competing with companies like I mentioned this, Ninja Shark, which is owned in Hong Kong, based here in Needham. And they Amazon has been in years – for years with this huge legal battle trying to drive them out of business, claiming that Ninja Shark has violated their patents, and they've lost in court every time. But now they're asking the International Trade Commission to ban Ninja Shark vacuums, and that's probably going to fail too because they keep losing the patent suits.
So will this Amazon purchase of iRobot raise eyebrows? Are we looking? You've talked about antitrust concerns,
oh, yeah.
privacy concerns, so disturb me a little.
I don't know if it's disturbing. I mean, personally, I don't find this a terrifying thought except to the extent that I get, and this is already happening, companies gathering more and more of our data. The most disturbing thing potentially is it's now more consolidated because Amazon, which already knows a huge amount about us, will now have even more information about the specific universe of people who buy Roombas. And by the way, they're all around the world. They're not just here in the U.S. But the other thing is the current attitude toward antitrust is shifting radically under the Biden administration. Traditionally in the United States, the attitude has been, if it's not harming consumers, what are you worried about? Let them do it. Now they're more of the attitude is bigness is a suspicious thing in and of itself. And any acquisition made by one of these really big companies falls under extreme scrutiny. And we saw it the week before this got announced with Facebook or Meta. We got to call them Meta. That's the company that owns Facebook. About a week before, was it late last year, Meta announced they were going to buy some little software company that writes software for their VR goggles, the Oculus.
Virtual reality
right,
goggles.
Their virtual reality goggles. This is a company called Within, and they make software for it. By Meta standards, this is such a small transaction, they didn't even tell us how much they're spending. It's believed to be around $400 million. 2 weeks ago, the FTC said, no, we're going to stop you
federal
from buying
Trade Commission?
The Federal, I'm sorry, I'm
That's
doing
right.
it again. The Federal Trade Commission said, we're going to sue you and stop you from buying this little company. And they say, we're not going to let you buy your way to control of the virtual reality market, even though this market is in its infancy. Even so, the FTC doesn't want that to happen.
Well, in Amazon, I mean, we're talking about insider intelligence says 40% of e-commerce sales are Amazon's in 2021. So this
That's
is
right.
a big company.
It's a big company. It's nowhere near a monopoly. People forget, on the other hand, was like 15, 16% of all retail is e-commerce. So the fact is that while they are gigantic, Amazon is nothing like a genuine monopoly. And also, this is a business that doesn't seem to impinge on anything they're doing. They're not knocking another business out of the business. They're just taking it over and running it themselves. By traditional antitrust standards, people would look at this and go, eh. But there's a distinct possibility that under the new way of thinking about antitrust, the FTC or the Justice Department might say, I don't know. and we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. So the other thing that was interesting to me about this is you kind of flagging that we have these big tech companies gobbling up local innovation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been going on forever, and it's exhausting. You know, think of all the companies that used to be based here that aren't anymore. The classic example being many people who are listening to this don't even remember Digital Equipment, which was one of the world's second largest computer company. They're long gone, and them and Data General and all the EMC was one of the last ones to fall, the world's biggest maker of enterprise storage gear. They got bought by Dell years ago. And it is this question that people have been asking themselves for decades now. Many of the greatest innovations in technology are developed right in this area. They're just routinely being invented. And the companies that end up prospering from them all too often end up being run or acquired by outside companies. And I'm not really sure why it keeps happening and why we never seem to quite get a critical mass and have it stay here. But it's a very frustrating thing in some ways to see all the Googles and the Facebooks and all these other companies end up on the West Coast.
So is this purchase of iRobot, Bedford-based iRobot, likely to go through, do you think?
I just don't know. I mean, under any other circumstances, I'd say sure. But under this administration, I'm not sure. I just would want to sit back, wait and see.
All right. Before we let you go, you have a book, Power in the Blood.
Yeah.
tell me how it is, how it's going, and what you love most about writing fiction.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a novel about a journalist who actually goes to church and a member of his church, an unbeliever who comes to his church to help tutor kids in computers, finds herself stabbed almost to death, and he is trying to figure out why it happened. And it turns out that, you know, she's an MIT computer science graduate who turns out to be working on a rather nefarious evil plot to commit,
dun, dun, dun,
involving the global banking system. And he stumbles across this in an attempt to find out why this happened. And it's intended to be sort of a thriller, but it's also intended to look at the mind of this person who is a very cold-blooded and selfish person who nevertheless is trying to figure out how to be a good person despite his own innate heartlessness. And it's a character that I'm having a lot of fun with.
Oh, but that's fantastic.
And it's available at Amazon. It's called Power in the Blood. And I've been told it's pretty good. I mean, I've got
there
a few
you go.
Decent reviews.
And there's Amazon again. Okay, that's Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the Boston Globe and our regular guest for Tech Talk. Hiawatha, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.